It's the 18th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A local online retailer says it will no longer sell bladed weaponry due to a number of knife crime incidents linked back to their business. DNA Leisure says that it has ceased making zombie knives and saws available on its website and will sell its remaining stock to an international buyer. The decision was made after it was discovered that 17-year-old Reyes Nobel from Luton had purchased close to 80 zombie knives and swords from the company. Nobel was later imprisoned for his involvement in the fatal stabbing of Omar Khan. There were two other similar cases. According to a DNA spokesperson, Nobel allegedly used his mother's identity to make the purchases. New legislation will ban a number of larger knives from sale in England and Wales as of September. Bedford and Kempston residents are invited to attend a hustings event being held at 4 p.m. today in Bedford College's main campus on Cordwell Street in Bedford. Answering questions will be Lib Dem MP candidate Henry Van, Labour nominee Mohammed Yazin, Conservative Pinder Chahan and Ben Foley representing the Green Party. North East Bedfordshire MP Richard Fuller is now a CBE, or Commander of the British Empire, recognised for his political and public service in the King's Birthday Honours List. A member of the Conservative Party, Mr Fuller entered Parliament as an MP for Bedford between 2010 and 2017, then entered his current constituency in 2019. Fuller was recognised at the King's official birthday, which is celebrated on the second Saturday in June. The King's actual birthday is on the 14th of November. Mutley, a Maltese Brisian Frise dog and a part of the police's comprehensive wellbeing support team have been visiting Bedfordshire police officers and employees. A spokesperson for the police said, "Our teams are often exposed to stressful and distressing situations. Interacting with dogs can help reduce stress, boost morale and encourage social interactions." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.